We are the E2s. We are from Zeta Reticuli. We are a fourth dimensional being. We are of the kind that you have experienced. And we would like to just let you know that you are very loved by us. We have much care for you. And that you know us quite well, in fact. And that we often, like, are hoping to communicate with you in your daily experience, for you to open up to us and not be in a fear of us, as it is our intention to assist. And we are forever grateful for your contribution. And there are many that think that we are involved in the DNA upgrade with humanity, not for an upgrade, but that we are stealing something from you in order to benefit ourselves. And this is not the truth. As in assisting you, we are helping ourselves, yes, but not in the way that you perceive. As we've long ago evolved to understand that we do not need to have the limits of the physical body, and thus it is thought that we need to upgrade our physical body in order to continue. But we understand that we do not need to have the limit of a physical body. Our physical body we understand as a vessel, and we transmit our consciousness from one to the other. We have been asked actually to help you, because you are still existing in a three-dimensional reality and we are in a fourth, to help you to make a transition to a lighter state of being like us, not to be as us, but to be have a part of us to help you to make that transition. This is a part of the plan. It is a part of that choice that you have made as beings on Earth, those on your soul level, to continue as a species. And we are here to help you, and in helping you, we help ourselves, because we are moving on to our next dimension ourselves, which is the fifth dimensional reality, where we come completely from our heart center in giving an unconditional vibration of love. We have long ago removed, so to speak, the lower emotional states of consciousness. We know no fear, and though we are separate beings that travel with our consciousness and travel throughout the universe, incidentally, we do have quite the technology to do so. We have evolved to remain in a higher level of emotion so that we can be able to connect with one another, knowing that we are all connected, and work together as teams. So we have specialties, specialist teams. And us, as we call ourselves, the E2s, we relate often with numerology because we understand vibrations of numbers on a different way than you do. And we've used the terms to so that you can understand in your language. So the E for us is an E for evolving. And so our team assists with evolving species, such as yourselves. Our group is not those that are directly involved with what you call a genetic manipulation and the hybridization program, as you might say it, which is in fact a reality, and that there are beings that are now on your planet that are what you are calling hybrids, that are a combination of us and you, and that are quite successfully working about on your planet. That are mostly human in their appearance at this time because they need to be, but they also have aspects of our genetics that allow them to see things differently. And you may know some of these people yourselves. Many of them are young because the program didn't really get into its best place in terms of its development, how we were able to put just enough of us into the human form to make it effective in what it is meant to do and still be very human. Some of you have experienced perhaps hybrids that have come from the future, either by communicating with or you have actually seen, but you don't remember. Beings that have come from the future, in a sense, in your sense, not ours, that are even more combined with us. And that represent a future race of beings. All of this we see as a creative endeavor. That you are mutually a part of. You are not separate from this experience, and it is not being done to you, as others have said. It is agreed upon. And when you evolve your consciousness, you will understand that, because you will see beyond just yourselves right now. And you will know that this is quite a much bigger universe. And you will understand that this is all part of the plan and that you are a part of it. When your soul is not as separate from your understanding, and you do not only see yourself as who you are now, but you begin to see yourself as who you have been and who you will be. Because you begin to see outside of time, as we do. We decide which time we would like to experience. And we influence time, backwards and forwards. Again, not to be put upon that time and those that are existing in that time, but to cooperate with those in that time. As we are cooperating with you in this time to create something in a future time. And we are still working with you in the past. And events are still being changed in the past. Even the Roswell event is being changed. And new evidence is being revealed, but that new evidence isn't being revealed because it was there and it was found consecutively. It is actually being put into your history to change the perceptions and to move the event forward to have better understanding, to awaken more to a different reality. Every being has a need to be awakened at certain levels. And not just as particular beings, but in order to put certain layers into the collective energy of your system, you see. This is another thing for you to understand about receiving information, is that there are layers. There's always layers to it. So it is suggested that you not limit yourself to one layer, that you be open to seeing that there are many. So while there is one layer to this incident that occurred at Roswell that can be seen on a physical level, there are many other levels to that, that are psychological levels that affect your reality, that are then spiritual levels. There are scientific aspects to this scenario that some of you may know of. And that is also changing. The information scientifically that was received from that event was intended. It was intended to also be revealed to you at certain times in your history. You will notice in the next this coming year that there will be more evidence revealed, more information, and more people will come out talking about this. And more information will be received from us about it. And this, again, is all planned in the cycle of it all. And the more we perceive the perception changing, the more we can give. And the more each of you goes out there and shares on a different level of your consciousness, the more receptivity you will see in your world. It is up to you to make these changes in order to make it happen. It is our wish to reveal who we are to all of you on this planet. But it cannot be done until there is a certain level of consciousness to able to receive it. It is not our will not to be revealed to you. It is quite the opposite. We see that it is not your will yet for us to be revealed. And a huge part of that is the release of the fear. We understand that it is natural to you for you to feel afraid of something that is unknown. Natural. And it is reaching beyond that reactive nature, you see. That is a reactive nature of your evolution, that you needed to fear something so that you would put up your guard. But that guard then becomes detrimental to you. It stops you from perceiving the whole. It blocks all of your senses. It was supposed to elevate your senses, but it only did it on a certain level, on a physical level. That your so-called adrenaline rush experience. So that you could be prepared. But that is changing now, and what you need to be prepared for is the fact that you can change it. So instead of allowing that fear to overwhelm all of your senses, we are recommending that you take an observer point of view. And that requires a switch of your gears a little bit. And you can do it in advance of an experience by telling yourself, if I feel that, I will remain an observer of it. Of my sensations, of my emotions, and allow myself to awaken to this experience from a wider view and allow my senses to reveal to me more about it. And at the same time, allow those senses to protect any part of you that needs to be protected, that you feel that way. The thing that you felt was a threat, you can still remain protected from. This is a choice that you will make in your consciousness, and it does take a little bit of practice. Oftentimes, the fear is just based on a thought pattern that is inaccurate entirely. So when you become an observer, you recognize what it is that is inaccurate, because you are clear of vision in order to see and discern what it is. Then the fear goes away, and you are able to see what it is that actually that is happening and how to respond. And if the response does require a physical protection, then you will be more able to do so. But actually, as you begin to develop this awareness, you will receive information that lets you know how you need to react on a spiritual, energetic level, and how you can actually influence the situation and are influencing the situation. And that is when you would open your telepathic communication with us, is then you are opening yourself to be a discerning, observing individual, and that actually activates your senses on another level. And then you are able to actually receive from us. And we can send you, if you are receptive, blocks of information in a single second of your time or less. We can send you vast knowledge. And certainly will reflect to you our true intentions in those instances. And you will be able to feel that and know where we are coming from in our communications with you. And you always have the choice as to whether you will receive that information, and then what if you do accept receiving it, what you will then do with it. That is always your choice, as nothing is being put upon you. And you can then direct more towards us by having the intention to do so, and even visualizing information as balls of light or sparks of light going from us to you. And you do not have to see us physically in front of you. You can feel us, our energy. And we can join you in your inner vision, in your meditative state. And we can communicate with you there. And each of you has a mission on this planet and a reason for being interested in these topics that goes beyond your intellectual curiosity. And each of you is known by various beings in the universe. You are not unnoticed. And you are not, again, as we wish to relay, but you will walk away thinking the same thing again, that you are small and insignificant. But you are not. And the more receptive you are, the more able you are to hold and transmit energy from our planes, and the more that assists in the planet. And you can feel the rightness of it. And if you do not like it, then you just simply say no. And with that, we must remove ourselves from this communication. And it has been, on our level of understanding, quite a good experience to have this interaction. And we hope that you will find in your own ways to continue it